Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Ephesians 4:27 gives this blunt warning, quote, "Nor give place to the devil." Others translate it, "Don't give him a foothold." You can see why in our story today. Would the enemy strike a glancing blow against Job when he had the chance? Would he destroy 50% of his livestock, sending his business reeling? Would one of his sons tragically die, perhaps his firstborn? No, of course not. When the sun set over the land of Uz on that appalling day, only 4 servants had survived, and only so they could bring the devastating news to Job. First, the Sabaeans raided his field crews, absconding with all his oxen and donkeys, then putting his men to the sword. Quote, "While he was still speaking, another also came and said, 'The fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you.'" Job 1:16. Fire from God, you say? It might as well have been, for it was only by God's permission. But there's more. The Chaldeans had shown up on his ranch. Quote, "A bitter and hasty nation, which marches through the breadth of the earth to possess dwelling places that are not theirs." Habakkuk 1:6. They had rustled his 3,000 camels, Job 1:3, and slaughtered his men too. You've heard the saying, "Cheer up, things could be worse." And sure enough, they were. A Scirocco from the Sahara, with hurricane force, destroyed the house where his children were enjoying time together, leaving their lifeless bodies in the wreckage. Quote, "Then Job," we read, "did what?" Quote, "Then Job arose, tore his robe, and shaved his head, and he fell on the ground and worshipped." Verse 20. What is there to say but 3 cheers for Job? There was a long season of grief ahead, but may God help us in our troubles to praise the Lord anyway.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.